all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
All right, so it's another Monday, October 16th, and it's the Jake and Skullhead Show. I'm Mr. Skullhead.
I'm Jake. Is today a manic Monday for you, Mr. Skullhead?
No, it was kind of laid back, actually. I didn't find myself wishing it were Sunday, even though that was a fun day.
More of a depressive Monday, then?
Yeah, it's kind of Monday's kind of blue. I'm kind of expecting Tuesday to be gray and Wednesday, too. And, God damn it, there it comes again. I had just gotten Friday I'm in Love out of my head from Friday when I was talking to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. Oh, I get it.
It's a funny joke. Friday.
I was trying to remember a conversation we had that might have put that song in your head. My Monday's about to get a lot better as I crack open the first of what's bound to be many ice-cold, delicious Busch Bavarian beer.
I thought you said you wanted to drink a beer.
Well, you know, I would have gotten some Sam Adams, but they didn't have any at the Circle K. Strange things were afoot at the Circle K. Yeah. Busch beer is good. It's cheap, but it's good. Natural Light is terrible.
I wouldn't say that I can differentiate in a blind taste test between Busch, Schlitz, Rolling Rock, and PBR.
See, I dislike Rolling Rock of all those. Rolling Rock doesn't come in cans, though. Do you categorize that as the same?
Can like in sort a bottle?
Of, well, no. Just, I mean, would you put... Because I would put Rolling Rock more in the, like, Heineken, or... I guess Rolling Rock's not really premium. I think I put it in the same category as Heineken because it's gross in a similar way.
I see.
But, yeah. I don't, I don't like Rolling Rock, and I don't like Heineken at all. I would almost rather not drink than drink Heineken.
Wow, that's...
Almost.
Jeez.
Wow.
So I just found in my definitely doing things that are related to working, I found a list of the top 10 useless items that are really cool, and found, you know, the rechargeable batteries that charge on USB, and a T-shirt that has a working graphic equalizer built into it. So, like, just the thing the size of your chest that has a bunch of bars that bounce up and down green into red to music. So, since I go to a lot of raves, I think I need to pick one up.
Huh. It seems like that'd be uncomfortable.
And it runs on AA batteries, so you could actually use the USB rechargeable.
You can carry a laptop with a USB port and be a perpetual annoyance machine. I guess you'd have to have the laptop plugged in. Unless you could find a laptop that ran on AA batteries and another laptop to charge those.
Yeah. very clever, young man, but it's laptops all the way down.
Boy. Dreamer TK was apparently trying to talk to the cool down show guys about being an underage girl. I thought it was exciting.
Yep.
Walla Walla 23 says, I like the thing where it shows how many people are logged in. You guys never fail to amaze me. Well, I like to think of it as succeeding at failing to not amaze you. Hogulus says, a few people in my clan have been complaining about having to scroll through all the not typically used familiars in their terrariums. I'd like to see an option to put a familiar in your terrarium's back compartment, which would be to the main terrarium what the closet is to the main inventory. This has the added benefit of allowing people to only display certain familiars as opposed to the current all or nothing system. I think that's a layer of complexity that we don't need. Mm. You know, once you've used a familiar once, it'll bubble to the top of your list. So that's probably fine.
I kind of like having them all there. I know it's a big, long list, but that's why, you know, if you're using Mozilla, you just type slash and goat, and it takes you right to your angry goat, you know. Just use the search function on your browser.
See, when I type slash goat, it always takes me to my, I have this Grease Monkey script that puts a link to Goat Set at the bottom of every page I look at.
Never forget.
Ah, that's tasty beer. Robo9981 says, bug or feature? While in the middle of a combat adventure, I clicked the skills link in the top bar. It went to the skills page, and then when I went to cast a buff, it returned me to the combat round. Shouldn't it just not take you to the skills page? I think that might have changed as a result of something Xenophobe did with the quick skills thing. So I don't want to mess with it right now. But yeah, it should not work like that. And I'm not entirely sure why it is doing that. Hogula says, shouldn't the Dragonbone belt buckle be a Dagonbone belt buckle or a Dagonboner belt buckle?
No, because it's a misspelling of Boner Dagon.
Oh.
A fairly elaborate one that just happens to be a correctly spelled alternate setup for those words.
Oh, we've got precedent. I mean, the skeletons drop skeleton bones, you know, because it is a bone from a skeleton.
Once you leave the cemetery to go to your inventory, everything just automatically respells itself.
I mean, like once something is no longer attached to the misspelled entity.
Ah.
I mean, you know, we you wouldn't say that the skeleton has a skull.
Yes.
You know. Hogula says, how about a new grimoire item? A 13-leaf clover. It's simultaneously really lucky and really unlucky, so it does absolutely nothing other than cause Friday the 13th-esque messages, and maybe some good luck omen versions of them as well.
What would the good luck omens be? A black cat fails to cross your path?
Right. You walk somewhere other than under a ladder.
You don't trip and leave a mirror completely intact.
Right. Somebody was saying something about, there was some post in the forums about something that was simultaneously lucky and unlucky, like breaking a mirror with a horseshoe. That was funny.
Only if you're holding the horseshoe with the prongs pointing up so the luck doesn't run out.
Luck doesn't fall out, yeah. I always wondered what kept the luck from falling out the sides.
I think it's considered as not really existing in three dimensions.
Huh.
So just a U shape can be filled up, and a lowercase n shape can't.
Right.
And so we're uppercase n shape can be half filled up.
Hogula says, how would you guys feel about letting people who broke their hippie stones in hardcore repair it once they free King Ralph? As things stand now, they've launched right into softcore PvP, which has entirely different implications than hardcore. Well, you know, tough luck. Like, PvP is not something you have to do. I kind of don't like the way PvP is used in hardcore right now, and so I don't want to make it safer for people who... I mean, what's happening is they free the king, and then they're like, oh, wah, I'm not safe in PvP anymore, because I'm not only fighting against other hardcore people, like I did throughout my entire run, where all I did was attack, you know, these targets that are set up just to be free sources of flowers to everybody in hardcore. Well, you know, tough shit. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to risk a very, very slight punishment for that from somebody else after you've finished your run. So, you know, if you're doing a run where you don't plan on immediately reascending, do that run without the PvP element. Yeah. Yeah, Hogulus points out, he goes through a lot of, you know, just because of Hogulus, and well, because of a lot of people, I think that people do have a point when they say that PMs are kind of cumbersome for some of this stuff. I was thinking that it might make sense to do like a form for Radio Bugbear where people can actually ask like detailed questions. As opposed to, because it's easier for us to read too if it's not spread out a bunch of PMs like this, across a bunch of PMs like this. Anyway, he says, so I was playing and once again being irritated by having to go to the equipment screen, switch into a Nobgoblin Elite outfit, work my way through the Nob, go to the lab, buy some seltzer, load the equipment screen, switch back to my old equipment, use a seltzer every time I ran out of MP. And it occurred to me that absolutely none of this can be good for the servers. The ability to trade your Elite uniform in for a Nob Elite ID badge, which will give you access to the Nob Lab store as long as it's in your inventory, would save me and the servers a lot of work. Well, yeah, well, because he's saying that it would just sit in your inventory and let you in. First of all, having that store have to check your inventory would not save the servers a lot of work. It would, in fact, add a lot of work that the servers are not currently doing. I can see why people would be irritated with this, but you know what? Like, if it's annoying to you to do what you're doing, you know, you could always just buy your MP somewhere else. And you could say, but Jack, it's more expensive somewhere else. Well, you know, the reason that it's more expensive, you know, because it's less effort to get there and get it, you know. Bargain hunting takes a lot of efforts. I mean, we were talking about it because, like, to make the, when we were wondering whether the Travolta trousers were good enough for anybody to actually buy, somebody pointed out that the inability to use them at the Nob store was kind of a blow to their usefulness. So we were kind of talking about it. But, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of don't like the idea. Yeah. Can you come up with any narrative way to prevent that from working?
I'm sure that I could. I mean, not, like, on the fly.
Damn
know?
It.
I cannot command my muse.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure that. Figure something out for that.
Ooh, Hogulus points out, if you guys make anything in Spooky Raven mandatory, and it isn't the gallery, library, or any place upstairs, you should probably make the pool cue non-pulverizable. The pool cue should have already been non-pulverizable. No, wait, no. You can get another one. Because it's not a question. I'm almost sure that if you pulverize your pool cue and you go adventure in there, I'm almost sure that there's an adventure in that zone that is a super likely that checks to see whether you have a pool cue equipped or in your inventory. Let me make sure on that. Looking. Let's see. The conditional on this adventure. If Gots item player 1793. Yep. Okay. Gots item is the one that checks everywhere except Hank's. Yeah, so if you pulverize your pool cue, you'll be able to get another one as though you didn't have a pool cue in the first place. Or if you have a pool cue in Hank's. See, we already thought of everything.
That's right.
Because that's what we do. We think of fucking everything. Yeah, every time. Yeah. It's sometimes it really sucks. Hogulus is also talking about the addition of new ascension history things like favorite familiar, etc., could be made to look minimally weird if done with NS13, since all the old leaderboards are being split off and archived anyway. The old records wouldn't have the slots, yeah, but nothing on that same page would either. So there wouldn't be a whole lot of ascension slots which have no data. That's actually a pretty good point. I hadn't thought about having to wipe the old ascension records, but we will have to wipe the old ascension records per player. We could probably archive those into some table that could be viewable. You know, if somebody had pre-NS13 ascension records, we could give a link to pre-NS13. But yeah, that's a good point. I don't think it's a big deal for there to be the gap in there and then the familiar showing up at the bottom of the list, because I was actually working on this yesterday. It's completely coded now, so that if somebody on dev created an account or ascended and then went through the entire thing, it would keep track of their favorite familiar, and it would show up in the ascension history. I just haven't rolled the tracking out to the live servers yet. It'll probably start actually tracking it as of today, so then as people ascend, it'll start putting it into their records, which would make it so it shows up. The first of them show up in a couple days, and then, for the people doing really fast ascensions. And then there won't really be enough data for leaderboards, I don't think, for a few weeks, so I probably won't put those in for a while. But now, that's a good point. It's not that I'm necessarily going to leave that out until NS13, but I'm no longer worried about it looking goofy.
I have nothing to add to that.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you're working on by yourself, and I'm glad it's in the works, and that's all I've got to say about that. Yeah, I'm going to be lame today. I'm having trouble focusing.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need new glasses?
No, I'm just on drugs.
What kind of drugs are you on?
For allergy-type stuff.
For allergy-type stuff?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not sneezing enough, and there's too much space in my sinus cavities, and I can breathe fine, and so I took these pills that kind of replicate the experience of having a bunch of allergies.
So are there pollens in the air or something?
Yeah, or I think
did you go out of town or something?
No, every time it rains.
Huh.
It fucks me up. And also, we went to Prescott this weekend. This past weekend.
You went to the farm on that Saturday, yeah?
We tromped through the pumpkin patch.
Remember like 4 years ago when my bike got stolen?
Yeah.
I finally got a new bike.
Did you? Cool.
Yes, I did. I got some exercise this morning, Mr. Skullhead. I woke up and I rode my bike to the post office.
Nice.
And, of course, this was the one day there was a giant returned package. So it was just this huge pain in the ass. I had to like ride home with one hand because I was masturbating and get my car and drive back to the post office.
I was kind of hoping that we would get a tandem bicycle so that
Aww.
We could look sweet upon the seat of the bicycle built for two.
We could bike pool to work.
See, I would end up being the guy sitting on the handlebars, though, and I'm nobody's bitch like that. Unless you got the pegs on the rear
right, so you could stand up, yeah.
Yeah. Now that means I'll have to take my bike in and see if they're going to say, yes, we can repair your bike, or the way to repair this bike is to buy another cheap-ass bike.
Yeah. I've always felt that it was just sort of, it ought to be against the law to spend more than, like, $200 on a bicycle.
Yeah.
So. I tried, though, for a long time. We had these bicycles that we got. They were these weird antique bicycles that the pretentious artist's parents gave us. And I spent weeks, and I ended up spending about $150 trying to fix this bicycle, buying parts for it. Had to buy a new chain, had to buy new tires for it. Like, just, it's ridiculous. And it just never worked worth a shit. Because I'm just no good at all at figuring out how the hell any of that stuff works. Mm. They have this crazy, it's like a push button shifter on this bike that I got.
Huh.
You've got like 1 through 3 on the left and then 1 through 7 on the right, so it's like a 21 speed bicycle.
Huh.
Where you just sort of dial in the tens digit and the ones digit, and then the weird derailleur shit does its magic that I've never understood.
To have never ridden a bike for more than a month and had it retain all of its gears.
Yeah.
You usually end up with can pedal gear, can sort of pedal gear, and can't pedal at all gear, regardless of what positions I put the two things in.
Well, we'll see. I haven't been able to get the one on the right to go all the way down to 1 ever, so that's kind of a good point. And also, I bought the bike at Target, so I sort of am relying on somebody who works at Target to have had enough expertise to put the bicycle together correctly.
It is worth it to take it to a bike shop and give them $30 and they go around and tighten all the screws and stuff. Just so the, little things like the wheel, front wheel falling off while you're driving.
Right.
Driving the bike.
Yeah. God. I was tired after going to the post office and back. I don't know. I think maybe post office and back is about equivalent to riding to work. My plan was that, I would take a leaf from your book and start saying I was going to start riding a bicycle to work. Get some exercise. But I don't know. I don't know if I can pull that off. Works out pretty well. I can stay off major streets. sort of. I got yelled at for going through a crosswalk with little kids and a crossing guard. I was being really careful not to hit the little kids, but the woman was like, "Watch out for the kids!" I'm like, I am.
You're supposed to go, "What kids? I'm legally blind."
And I was like, "Look, I'm standing outside the rye. I'm gonna. Of course, I'm watching out for the kids. I'm gonna catch them if they fall and murder John Lennon."
J.D. Salinger killed John Lennon?
Yeah, it was weird.
Holy crap. No wonder he's been reclusive. So where did we leave off?
Slow on me says, why does it say you drink the bottle of infinitesimal IPA when it comes in a glass? I don't know.
Well, it didn't, like, come out of thin air into a glass. It was poured from... It's a bottle's worth of IPA poured into a glass.
It is a brewery, though, so probably, I mean, why would they put it into a bottle before they served it to you?
Look, I don't pretend to understand how the gnomes' minds work.
ACM's all, don't nerf the NBZR for a number of reasons. And, because he's a high-pitched robot.
Right.
A high-pitched mechanical whine. Yeah. Now, I probably, you know, probably will never get around to, nerfing the NPCR. Hollywood Undead says, is Riff anti-Windows? Do you actually let him code on a Mac? Riff doesn't code.
Now, Riff actually doesn't believe in Windows. It's really weird. Like, you can say, no, just on the other side of that glass, there's actual stuff. And he's like, aw, that's just a really good TV screen.
That's just a transparent wall.
Bunny of Andler says, what do you think of Nobgoblin Mad Scientist dropping random items you buy at the store?
Don't they?
They do. It's just that it's this peculiarity of the random number generator that you only ever see them drop the seltzers. Seriously, they totally have other item drops. They've just, you just always roll really poorly on them. Mm-hmm. Alan C. says, when someone's title has a less than or greater than in it, any changes to other clan titles will claim that that title was changed too. Yeah. Yep, that's a bug. The Rum says, Scully, Sideways Stories from Wayside School is awesome, but the word math books the guy wrote were complete shit.
That's weird, because when I hear word math, I think fun, fun, fun.
Man, I was always kind of excited about word problems, because everybody hates them. But if you're good at them, you understand that, you know, one day's math assignment is either, like, 100 math problems or 3 math problems, if they're word problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always kind of nice. Dalgar says, one of the attack messages of the Nullish Auto Plunger does not say how much damage the player just did. Okay. We'll have to look that up. Psychic says, if private libraries don't have periodical sections, how come there's a copy of the New Yorker on the shelf? Well, what?
Who? Is there?
Huh? What are you talking about?
I don't know what your words mean.
Death by Pie says, Riff, I'm disappointed in you. In another goddamn Escape the Locked Room game, you can't wear the towel. He says he kind of did that on purpose, because he knew everyone would expect it. Homicide69 is showing us... I'm sorry, Homicide619. How could I be so careless? Picture that I now have to go and get all the...
There are currently 666 players logged in.
Oh, man.
Why, that's the number of the beast.
Walla Walla 23 says, Mr. Skullhead's avatar is off. The people want answers. And by the people, I mean I, and by answers, I mean Scully's mom.
I think I just changed my avatar to one of the tattoo ones. I changed my avatar to the 3D glasses one. And then that one, of course, is unavailable after I ascended, because the 3D glasses are in Hank's, so... So it reverted to the regular class one. Okay, I'm back to me. Because I got to be me.
Walla Walla 23 says, the upgraded RAM should drop a Ramstein.
I hate that idea.
Oh, yeah?
Du hast mich gefragt.
Yeah. It could just drop a KMFDM 10 years earlier and have basically the same effect. Tom93 says, all the Nagamar messages for the Naughty Sorceress seem fairly weird, except summon an anti-sausage, which I can understand thinking up. How did you think up the rest?
I didn't.
You let the rearrangement servant do it for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I started with what I wanted the result to be, and then picked interesting anagrams of that. So, yeah, I mean, with rearrangement servant, you can pretty much only have one of the two make sense. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah. Tom93 says, is there any reason that the gravy ring adventure in the Spooky Forest gives the spooky mushroom separately? Yeah, it's because of the way that the adventure code... The code for non-combat adventures is probably the single oldest piece of code in the kingdom right now. And there were no sort of quantities associated with anything at the time, so if I wanted to give more than one item, I just had to give them one at a time, because they're in there as three separate individual item rewards. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, since no one can tell which direction any of the rats you draw are facing, will there ever be a cubist rat which faces in a definite direction? That's kind of funny. Walla Walla 23 says, I don't think you guys completely listen to the will of speed ascenders. By the way, please enhance lunging thrust smack and make hockey sticks a Mr. Store item. Oh, we're planning on enhancing lunging thrust smack. Just you wait.
And the hockey stick is actually going to be November's item of the month.
Yeah, because November is National Hockey Month.
And we decided instead of doing future items of the month, we're just going to put uber rares in the market for two Mr. Accessories for the entire month.
No.
Because that's the way we roll.
The Rum says, so was there ever any point to the beat, or did you guys think it'd be funny to just introduce it one day? Yeah, you know, I thought it'd be funny to introduce it one day. That beat was kind of a private joke and a major limerick. And the Rum says, you should make the spooky hockey mask and the hockey stick into an outfit just to piss tattoo collectors off. Yeah, that's one thing we want to do, is piss tattoo collectors off.
As much as we love to do everything we can for collectors of any item or skill in the game.
Looking at a picture, it's a pain in the ass. How people feel about speed ascenders, according to Walla Walla 23. 98% unknown, 2% other. It's a beautiful pie chart.
Isn't that supposed to be 5% other?
It's supposed to be 99% unknown, 2% other.
Ah.
Stealing Your Virginity says, can Valentine's be made free pulls from Hanks like Jazz Soap? Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't know if they have an auto sell value. If they do, I'm not going to.
Could we just take away their auto sell value if they do?
Yeah, no, we absolutely could. That's what I'm saying. Slow Motion Walter says, I'm the fire engine guy. Also, you better believe it. Good old Slow Motion Walter. It was funny. The other day, there was this hippie that we knew in Prescott who I just couldn't stand him, and I never wanted to hang out with him because he talked so slow that it was just this horrible annoyance to me to actually have a conversation with him. It just drove me crazy. And the Pretentious Artist always thought I was an asshole for saying that. Like, he's really nice. I'm sure he is, but I just don't have time to let him be nice to me. Anyway, we were looking at old pictures, and there was a picture of that guy. He was initially who I... Oh, no, never mind. I can't talk about that. Because that would be a spoiler. Ron says, at my camp, CTY, which is basically a nerd camp, I recently found out that in addition to 1,000 blank white cards being a popular activity, they also have a rock, paper, scissors, Spock, lizard competition to determine or to choose who does something. I forget what. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. You know, it was weird. The guy who invented rock, paper, scissors, Spock, lizard, like about 6 months after I started KOL, he started playing and I briefly was in contact. I had never actually talked to him. I didn't, like, ask him permission to implement it or whatever. I had linked to the page where he initially described it, but that was interesting. UberWookie says, with the new pies, there should be a new item, Buck Cake, with a Buck Cake face effect. It would be the same as a pie in the face, but a great allusion to hentai. Or at the very least, it could be a joke for people who read Ghastly's Ghastly webcomic. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we already have exactly as much bukkake in the game as I want there to be.
Mm-hmm. Just keep the bukkake in the chat where it belongs.
If we were based in Nagasaki, perhaps we would like bukkake. Benji Court says, what are the dev team's thoughts on T.S. Eliot? Did you have to read The Wasteland in high school? Does Midnight shake your memory as a madman shakes a dead geranium? I've never actually been able to make it through The Wasteland.
Me neither. I've actually read the entire thing, but I didn't understand any of it.
I want to like it. There are some parts of it that I really like. I think The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock is probably my favorite poem of all time. Of course, having just admitted that I have a favorite poem, I'm going to go lift some weights and rape some girls.
That's hilarious.
Yep, I know. Well, it's manly. I mean, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to be masculine. I think I prefer Samuel Taylor Coleridge to T.S. Eliot, though.
And I prefer E.E. Cummings to T.S. Eliot, but I've got to say I really enjoy The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, and have been known to remark that I am growing old and I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Not that I actually do. But the thing about The Wasteland, though, is I got an annotated version of it thinking that that would help, and the passages that are in Italian or Latin or something, the annotation would say, this is a quote from this book that was written in Italian, but not give a translation.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. So.
Barry says, what determines what skills are affected by the jewel-eyed wizard hat and which aren't? It seems that Leash isn't. Well, Leash isn't a buff. The skills that are sort of known informally among the players as self-buffs are not really buffs. Excuse me. Wow, that beer tastes just as good on the way up as it did on the way down. Puttanesca says, have you seen that crazy holiday in Italy, maybe, where everyone has a big tomato fight and then they try to run away from enraged bulls? KOL has both tomatoes and bulls. Do they have, like, in Pamplona, do they have a tomato fight before the running of the bulls?
Not before the running of the bulls, but there is a festival in Spain where they just throw tomatoes at each other for, like, a solid day, and they just kind of big old tomatoes.
Wow. Is there a place in France where the ladies wear no pants?
There is, and there is a hole in the wall so the boys can see it off.
Wow. Evang says, I found an infinite meat glitch. I keep battling these monsters, and they always drop meat for me. I can keep doing this forever and keep getting meat. Awesome. Quietus says, if it doesn't already, Wang should cancel out the sword behind any appropriate prepositions chat effect. Let's see. The Rum says, KOL is mentioned in the Nexus War wiki, you know? Yeah, I saw that. The question, don't you compete with other web games? And he's like, nope. And then he's like, if people want something that's funny, they can play KOL. If people want something that's a good game, they can play Nexus War. Uh-oh. No, he doesn't actually say that. Somebody in the forums said that. The Nexus War forums, that was interesting. but yeah. I've actually been talking to that guy. I'm still into the game. I'm excited. I finally found a web game that I can play.
All right.
And it's fun. Jump the Shark says, did you know that Mr. T and Chuck Norris both had short-lived cartoon shows? Short-lived or short-lived?
Short-lived.
Short-lived?
Yeah.
Mr. T had a show called Mr. T. Chuck Norris a show called Karate Commandos, with a K. I actually had, the Chuck Norris Karate Commando Camaro toy.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I totally did. Right. I don't think it was actually a Camaro. I think it might have been a Corvette. But it was kind of cool, actually. Like, I didn't actually have, like, a Chuck Norris doll to put in it, because it was that size. It was, like, the size of a Barbie car. But it had, like, these blades that would swing out from the sides when you pushed a button, and it had, like, a shuriken launcher.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah. Apparently somebody has put the gun run in Urban Dictionary.
I see.
It's getting to the point where Urban Dictionary is just 75% KOL references.
Now with 75% more clit fucking.
I do not see the gun run. It sent me to... Oh, wait. Weird. The Urban Dictionary's 404 page is their definition of 404. That's kind of clever.
That is.
The gun run. Verb, to ask a series of meaningless questions. Noun, when you fuck the clit. I'll vote for that one.
Yeah, definitely.
That was kind of fun when the gun run asked 120 questions and we answered them without reading the questions. I wonder if anybody ever actually, like, collated those. Hogula says, also regarding the knob store, adding something like the fizzy invigorating tonic to the knob store that was about as efficient in terms of meat slash MP as seltzer would also save a lot of server load and mindless clicking. That's actually a something I would consider doing. Presence says, cosmic understanding would be a lot nicer if it just added plus 2 MP. That way it would allow some bigger buffs right after ascending, but then taper off in usefulness. Plus 2 MP. What does it do now?
Don't look at me, I don't play this game.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to look and see. Somebody tell me what cosmic understanding does right now. Lusty Pirate Winch says, if you type kingdom into Google and hit I'm feeling lucky, it brings you to the login page for KOL. Congrats.
It does. We beat out Kingdoms of Life, Kingdom in Wikipedia, and the United Kingdom. And the movie Kingdom of Heaven.
Good. Ron says, apparently the acapella Smells Like Teen Spirit is by Just Nuurku, not Rumel Nuurku. I found their website, and the Teen Spirit cover is on their album Suunipäiväplaat.
Where are they from? England, or...
I don't know.
India, or Mexico?
Some place with lots of umlauts. We should ask Lore.
Like our main exports are acapella bands and umlauts. Maybe they supply umlauts to the rest of the world.
Doorknob says, Jake, I hear you complain about Firefox, and I used to, too, but then I found Pimpzilla. I stopped using IE entirely. Best theme ever. Can you say solid gold scroll bars?
Zach doesn't like skinnable Accu.
I don't.
And like, neither does Jake.
Yeah, I don't like skinnable apps. But I have started exclusively using Firefox, just so you people know. I've finally... Mostly, just sort of realizing that Internet Explorer is now, like, 6 years old. I'd rather be using an app that's in active development. Of course, when IE7 comes out, everything is going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to come out on September 11th.
IE7 is pretty much going to be the latest build of Firefox with some special things in it, so it takes up more fucking system resources.
What?
And it'll be bundled with Media Player and all that shit, so it'll be like an 85 megabyte application.
What?
The last time I had to download Internet Explorer, it was a good 80 megabytes for a web browser. And it was because it was bundled with Media Player and, I don't know, and because it's sloppy, sloppy code. Even someone who knows nothing about code knows.
Paradoop says, Mr. Skullhead, would you care to tell the audience about your life as a traffic sign model? And then there's some... yeah. There's a picture of a guy leaning out. It's like one of those little, you know, representations, iconically, of a guy in a car, but he appears to be holding a frat paddle. Although apparently that's telling you not to drink, not to, like, hang out the window of your car while driving and drinking straight from a bottle of alcohol.
I think it's if you're a midget Shriner, you can't drink. Because the bottle is really big, but then the person is also really big for the car.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. Chris 37599 in the wrong venue, but sure. He says, shouldn't DJs have containers or packages with infinite capacity so they don't have to send 15 or more packages to give out prizes? To which I say yes. And we still need some kind of mechanism to stop DJs from having to have prize multis.
I thought we came up with a solution. We just didn't actually do it.
Yeah, it would be nice, because I know of at least one DJ who got their prize multi-disabled.
Oh, yeah.
We fixed it, but I mean, that's kind of hard for multi-star to keep track of.
Drunk on Punk says, when you buy or interact with 911 of something, it should say, everything changes. A variation on the 11 and 37 things.
I prefer never forget.
Drunk on Punk says, also, how can you hear the distant sound of tumbling rocks when you use a sonar biscuit? It says you heard deafening waves of sound. Right?
Yeah, but then they pass, and then you're not deafened anymore.
Oatgan says, I have at least 6 gray hairs on my head. Do any of you have gray hairs? The sad part is I'm only 18.
Jake is getting a little bit gray.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm getting a little bit gray. I would say that at any point you could probably look at my head and see 10 or 15 gray hairs.
It kind of suits you anyway.
It's a bit. Yeah, the main problem that I have is that I don't want my hair to look like Boozer Bear's hair, and I don't want my hair to look like my mom's hair has for the last like 5 or 6 years. I feel like if my hair got to the point where it was half gray, I would start dyeing it gray.
But you can't, though. I mean, there's just no such thing as gray hair.
There's no way to do that.
I think you should dye it black. Black, 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 number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you should start wearing eyeliner.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, like, damage my hair, because I like it, you know? It's my baby. I'm proud of it, and I'm a beautiful mermaid.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to say that I would rather have your hair than mine. Like, hair that has a couple of gray hairs in it, but is shoulder length and over your entire place where hair should be going.
Head, yeah.
Well, I didn't mean covers your entire head, because I can't see your face.
That's true. That's only because I've been shaving.
And you took it out of the jar by the door, which that was really weird, man.
Noob says, are there any famous people that you know of that play KOL? I heard Joss Whedon does. I don't know. I had heard a riff before he started playing.
Yeah. Yeah, a guy had heard of whoever the guy who's not Lore was that played from Little Fluffy.
Sam Golgert.
Yeah.
Sam Golgert.
Sammy Sam?
Joey Jojo. Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo.
I don't know about Joss Whedon. I gave him a card at last year's Comic Con, but, you know, if somebody I didn't know came up and gave me a card for something, I don't know if I would check it out or not. So.
I don't know. We've never really been, like, contacted by anybody famous.
Yeah, I would imagine that somebody well-known who played our game wouldn't really feel the need to tell us.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish they would, though.
Yeah, no. Cuddlehut says, in the gallery, the wife of the guy with the pitchfork often attacks with her rolling pin, yet it's not a drop item, unlike the man's pitchfork. Shouldn't it be a drop?
Yeah, it's wrong to take a rolling pin away from a woman.
Yeah. That's almost as bad as rape. Mm. Seriously. Vash Orion says, who would win in a fight, Irate Elvis or Wesley Willis? Well, if Irate Elvis was still alive, that would give him a significant advantage. Minor Annoyance says, last show you were talking about IF games. Did you get all 6 endings on Slashing Towards Bedlam? I believe so, yeah. I believe that I was into it enough that I looked it up and figured... I didn't figure out. The ending that I did get led me to figure out how to get some of the other endings, but it didn't occur to me. There's one of the better endings that you can get is if your very first action is to commit suicide.
Wow.
Which is interesting. Minor Noise says, some other good ones that I've played are City of Secrets and Spider and Web. The first has you caught in a war between 2 wizards fighting for control of a city. In Spider and Webs, you play as a spy that's being interrogated. For the first half, you act out a flashback of your capture, but your interrogator will interrupt you when you do something that doesn't fit the facts, and you have to replay the scene over and over again and account for all the details that he knows of. That's a fun game, although I got completely stuck in it and I didn't want to look at spoilers, so I ended up just not playing it through.
I don't think I could make it through any interactive fiction game without looking at spoilers.
So, I mean, if you played, like, Photopia, you could. Hey, Riff, did you ever play that?
I haven't yet. No, I'm still working
through the game. I kind of forgot about it. I really need to play some of those. When does the competition end? Okay, so we have some time. Nightval says, wait a second, the first line of the Clockwork Grapefruits haiku only has four syllables.
Okay, let me look. I would wager were that the case, I would have heard about it.
I would too. Is it one of those things like, does it have the word squirrel in it?
It's, I wish people would give me the benefit of the doubt. It's ultra-violent, which could be ultra-violent or ultra-violent.
Huh.
And I just knew that if I put ultra-violent fruit, somebody would be like, oh, it has six syllables.
Because that's what they sound like. Oh,
yep.
Oh.
Familiar has three syllables. Familiar has four syllables. There were people insisting that it was familiar.
Huh.
Familiar, and that I should not use it as a three-syllable word.
I mean, familial.
Yes.
I would say familial has only three syllables, too. But.
Familial.
Of course, I would also say that comfortable has three syllables.
Comfortable. I've stopped saying comfortable because
really?
I don't want to say comfortable now that I've noticed that that's how everyone says it.
Yeah.
And I can't be asked to say
comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah. You can say comfy.
Yeah.
And that's the best of all of the worlds. Enter the Wumpa says, guess what? Some dumbass bus driver drove into a live power line today. Everyone got all excited because, hey, free school day, but then the pig fuckers turned the power back on. This made me sad. Does it make you sad? Yep.
Yeah. I know that when power lines have the blues and they're feeling down, when those lines are down, you shouldn't hang around.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, the Degrassi Book Depository should have a plaque on it that says the King of Cuba was crowned here, in reference to a certain TMBG song.
I think I put that joke in the Choose Your Own Adventure giveaway for the con. But I couldn't think of anywhere to shove that in the actual game.
Strong Bad Fanny X also says, who in the office likes first-person shooters? I like first-person shooters if they have a good single-player campaign and a good story.
I like first-person shooters if they're not Halo. I don't know what makes Halo as horrible for me to play as it is. But, you know, I enjoy, like, a good four-player first-person shooter, but...
Really?
Yeah. But all I've encountered with Halo is not being able to steer, not being able to figure out where I am, and being constantly killed.
You lost the Omegathon on that, man.
Yeah. Although, as you pointed out, when I was feeling down about that, which was the best pep talk ever, it's like, just think of it this way. It kept you from being horribly embarrassed when you were completely owned at DDR.
I mean, you'd never played DDR before, had you?
No.
So,
but that, you know, that was just a great, like, thank you, Mr. Sunshine. That is a valid point.
The Gunrun says, what are you guys going to dress up as this Halloween? I don't know. I usually think of a costume on the evening of whatever the night of the first party I go to is.
Yeah. Me and Jezzerfly every year do some kind of cute couple costume, and this year it's I'm going as Vincent Van Gogh and she's going as Starry Night.
Huh.
That'll be entertaining.
Is she going to have your ear in a box?
I think so.
Van Gogh Batussin. The Gunrun says, what was the lowest final grade you've ever gotten in a class during high school? I got a D once, but it wasn't the final grade for the semester. It was just a quarter grade. And then I think I pulled it up to a C before the end.
I got a C in chemistry, which was because I had watched too much Sesame Street as a child. And explains why I got a B in biology.
C was for chemistry, and that's good enough for you.
Yep. It was mainly, though, because, not because I really sucked at chemistry, but because the teacher was a prick and wouldn't let me make up a test that I missed on a school-excused absence. So I just had a zero for one of my tests.
That was Al Kaminsky.
Yep.
I never had him for anything.
He was a prick. And he spoke like Pete Puma because he was hard of hearing. Mm. And he wore hearing aids, you know, and it wouldn't be cool to make fun of his disability except that he was such a prick. So we, a lot of the time, leaving his class, we would just turn to one another and go, oh, a lot of lumps.
I don't get it.
You don't remember Pete Puma from the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
No.
No, he was a foil for Bugs Bunny who talked like Mr. Kaminsky.
Was he a puma?
Yes.
I don't remember Bugs Bunny ever being foiled by a puma.
Oh, because he would, like, Bugs would sit him down for a tea party and say, how many lumps do you want? And he'd say, I want a whole lot of lumps. And then Bugs would hit him over the head with a hammer and give him lumps on his head. And it was a whole thing.
I see. Please says, did any of you guys get the new Guitar Hero? Is it out?
Holy shit. I thought it wasn't out until early November.
Yeah, I thought so too.
There's apparently a demo on some other game that comes with a demo disc.
Oh.
Somebody was talking about that in chat.
I don't know if that'd be worth messing with. Also, are any of you still friends with any of the girls who have broken up with you? Yeah, a handful.
A couple. This item will be released on November 7th. When does the Wii come out?
I don't know.
Revolution, I mean?
Riff and Zeno pre-ordered their Revolutions. Do you know when you're supposed to get that, Riff? Middle of November.
Is November 19th is when it'll ship if you order it on Amazon.
I pre-ordered some starter decks and booster packs for the World of Warcraft trading card game, which I'm hoping are going to show up someday.
So you could sit it down next to the new Nintendo console and go, wow! Wee! Wow!
Wee!
PS3.
Yes, I could. Ultimate Rawness says, how complex would you say your password is from a scale of 1 to 10? I would say that in those things where it rates your password according to how hard it would be to brute force, I would always pretty much be in the upper category.
All right, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
All right.
And we're going to have to play some music, so we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Rough sketch, running from eraser heads. Looking for a permanent pen to take the next step. Complete with definition, 3D transition. Now I'm riding upon a star, right? Instead of wishing, jumping off the page. Animated renegade, blazing trails through the maze like the next Bushido blade. Life's an arcade, I have a pocket full of quarters. But most of the games I want to play are out of order. Still I can't afford to be bored, I need stimulation. So I create a world that I find fascinating with my own soundtrack, visuals and words. Faded, 8-bit, video game nerd, math professor. Well, first in adventure, save Princess Zelda, I do well under pressure. Best when ingesting impressive displays of the creative process. Every type of way, maintain the inner fire while I try to stay inspired. Like Yoda, I strike back against the Empire. Audible creations, graphic animation. You can feel the inspiration, grab a pen and try to trace it. Grab your graph and break out your stencils. Uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils. Technical essentials, artistic utensils. Verbal landscapes, animated instrumentals. Grab your graph and break out your stencils. Uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils. Technical essentials, artistic utensils. Verbal landscapes, animated instrumentals. Pen and paper is what I consist of. The north is what my fists of. You don't like it, use the eraser, gently rough. I'm Captain Caveman's club. A black mouse with white gloves. Four revolutionaries singing inside of a yellow sub. The Final Fantasy chick loves me, especially since I made it to TV and dumped that crazy bitch, Malibu Barbie. I used to beat up this dumbass kid named Joe back in the army. While copies of me hit Mickey D's, he got stuck working at Arby's. I've got the amazing ability of transformation, changing from my robot form into different modes of transportation. And Seattle's been dying for a new Nixon kid sensation. So this posing as people who drop licks about animation. From a space station next to Pluto, I sit in silence. watching after school specials and public service announcements. But I only dig the action adventure that's drawn up by Penn, cause all you Power Ranger cats are just gay men.
Grab your glass cans, break out your stencils, uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils, technical essentials, autistic utensils, verbal answers, animated instrumentals. Grab your glass cans, break out your stencils, uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils, technical essentials, autistic utensils, verbal answers, animated instrumentals.
Hey, it's Fat Alec in italics, spelling in your mental powers like the Wonder Twins. Activate four biblical ice cream. So pull, daily your battle peace, please. Release your preconceived disease, delete your unbeliefs. Give miraculous feats, DAP's got more creative juices than Robotech Mech, masters of the universe. Start a sharper road than Ninja Scroll. More diverse talents and skills than G.I. Joe. More furious flow than Lion-O. Although all the Thundercats still got my back like Poe. We got lyrical cut matches like slashes from Voltron form. Blazing swords, we move boards around sessions. Infected the microphone cord like possession. Or it's three, we go to the machine, and never before can see team like T-Force, a gotcha man, see, only three others share this top secret, our friends, the sorceress, and an arm, scammer,
grab
man,
your glass cans, break out your stencils, uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils, technical essentials, artistic utensils, verbal answers, animated instrumentals, grab your glass cans, break out your stencils, uncap your pens, sharpen your pencils, technical essentials, artistic utensils, verbal answers, animated instrumentals, animated instrumentals, animated instrumentals, animated instrumentals, animated instrumentals,
we won't. business and I'll pick the slack up and you'll never notice how much I have borrowed. See, that's how it goes. And we stay watching the mess that we've made as it goes. I took a long drink of some kind of water that ate up my thoughts and dried up my conscience. I'd be the first to admit what my faults are. The change is a problem and I'll be resistant. Middle of nowhere is closer than ever, and I got the feeling we're stuck till tomorrow. Carry on fishing and I'll keep my hat on together. We'll see just how much we can borrow. How it goes, and we stay watching the mess that we made as it grows. And I can't admit that I'd do it again in a second tomorrow. Good, nothing makes much of a difference. So I took the chance not to bother with trifles. You mind your business and I'll pick the slack up. And you'll never notice how much I have borrowed. And say, that's how it goes. Can we stay watching the mess that we've made as it goes? We say, that's how it goes. And we stay watching the mess that we've made as it goes.
And we just stay watching the mess that we made as it grows.
We do, and part of the mess that I made as it grows was not unmuting my mic. So I'll say that again. The Meat Puppets, That's How It Goes, was what you were listening to there.
No, and we just stay watching the mess that we made as it grows.
We do. Hey, that was weird. A black cat just ran in front of me, and then a cat that looked exactly like it ran in front of me again.
I did think that was one of the only things in the Matrix that I thought was really cool.
Was the deja vu.
Yeah, that idea.
Yeah, I actually liked the idea of monsters being things from previous versions of the Matrix, although that wasn't really something that got explored.
So how do you...
How do I what?
How do you know that that's how it was?
Well, they mentioned, like, these two guys who are guarding this room are werewolves, and werewolves and vampires and stuff and ghosts are real. They're from previous versions of the Matrix.
See, I thought they were agents from previous versions of the Matrix. Like, I didn't think that they were, like...
Right, they're not people. They're,
okay.
They're programs.
Okay. That is. Like, they were prior versions of agents. But now the scariest thing to us is, like, a guy in a suit who knows stuff that you don't know. Mm.
That's why I don't go to church anymore.
Adrian Teepees says, I'm sorry, Adrian Slipshod says, hey, what kind of overalls does Mario wear? Denim. I think your little sister told me that joke at your wedding.
Yeah, she was pretty pleased with that, and I was pretty pleased with her for thinking that was funny enough to tell other people. She just called me today, and she's gotten engaged.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently to a guy she's actually had normal sex with, so that's good.
Wow.
she's not taking the backdoor approach to getting to around preserving really
her virginity. Yeah. Wow. Never thought you would have talked about that in front of God and everybody. Yeah.
How can I preserve my virginity in this program?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like there's a backdoor.
That was one of the proudest moments of my life, was getting Mr. Skullhead's little sister to admit to taking it in the ass in front of him.
The funny thing was, one of the proudest moments of my life was punching Jake as hard as I could for bringing it up again. That's still the hardest I've ever punched someone, and I don't think it was that hard.
No, I mean, you know, when I traded punches with Pez Boy the other night at the bar, and ended up with that horrible bruise on my arm.
Wow.
He hit me harder, not even really trying. I also, in hitting him, I hurt my wrist, and it still hurts, and that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I've read that one of the unrealistic things about fighting in movies is that people never just break fingers on other people's faces.
Mm. I don't know. I only notice it when I'm trying to give my wife a back rub. So, I mean, obviously the solution is to just cut that bullshit out. Because it hurts. Sorry, honey. Doctor said not to give you back rubs anymore.
I hear that you can subcontract to iSpeculum for back rub duty. Which is, you know, that's what I do. I said, yeah, go ahead, because I can't.
Ithrildor says, so, have you guys heard any complaints about Spooky Raven besides the gallery clovers and the skeleton? I'd like to see how unreasonable people can be. I mean, no, I don't think anybody's really complaining.
No, the things that people complain about, they tend to fall into two categories, and one of them is things that we honestly should fix, and the other category is just things that we're not going to fix, that it's kind of a pain in the neck to have people complaining about. But we're pretty good at separating those two things.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the skeleton exists for people to complain about it. You know, that exists to provide a really specific type of adversity to the really specific type of person who enjoys that type of adversity.
Yeah.
You know?
And we know the people who are complaining about it in earnest are not people for whom it was put in there.
The gallery clover thing, I mean, people... I feel like there are people who complain about that because they are genuinely concerned that it's, like, bad for the game, but, you know, it's... Yeah. One thing that bothers me is that I've seen some stuff lately where people still believe that the limitation on clovers was us fixing the gallery problem in completely the wrong way, whereas I will continue to maintain that the gallery was not a problem because the clover nerf was in the pipe, and we knew that it was in the pipe.
Yeah.
We knew that it wasn't going to have any impact on the leaderboards to leave it in there for however long it took, even if the clover nerf rolled out with an S13. So, just really people think that we're bad at our jobs sometimes when we're not being bad at our jobs.
Yep.
And that sucks. let's see.
I'm getting your breathing in the microphone, which I wasn't before.
Oh, uh-oh. Hagula says, the shore adventure that gives you valuable trinkets is the only one that inarguably gives you less than you pay for it. The trinkets have no use but auto-selling, and auto-selling them gives you 50 meat less than you pay for the shore trip, plus you're out 3 adventures. You know, they were supposed to auto-sell for significantly more than the shore trip costs, so I wonder if that's a legacy of some change that I forgot to change in a different place. Mini Gates says, what is your favorite monster in Loathing? Actually, it says Louthing, but... Was I Louthing dreaming that he was a butterfly?
I didn't realize that you spoke Chinese with a lisp.
Yeah. Ving.
Mine is still the skull bat, just for the description, which is a classic piece of minimalist humor.
Riff's favorite is the bug button, and that's actually coming up like 3 questions from now.
See, I was purposefully saying something I didn't write because I didn't want people to be all, oh, I see how it is. Riff's just like, nope, I'm real damn funny, and I'm gonna tell. That is true. That
so. I'm just trying to think of like monsters that I had fun putting together. Like the Cubist Bowl was fun to fill in. It was Riff's idea. Yeah, and I was actually pretty pleased. I actually on my first try managed to reproduce recognizably the. I mean, I was looking at a picture of it, so I guess, you know, kind of looking at something and drawing it. That's why I consider myself to not be able to draw. Because in general, I can't look at something and then draw it. So I was really worried about putting that together, but I was happy that I was able to work the bull rushes into the painting of the bull for its critical hit. Rushes into a painting of a china shop, and you get hit by the shrapnel.
Oh, nice.
Trogdor 007 says, any chance of the November Mr. Store item being a Native American headdress fueled by the anger from every soul lost to the diseased comfy blankets? Oh, we got rid of the Oriole feather headdress, huh?
Yeah. That would be entirely appropriate.
A single tear fueled by, you know, somebody littering on the highway. I think I actually saw that commercial on something the other day.
I'm pretty sure I did, too.
O'Grady says, have you ever thought of allowing people to choose their own color themes? No, I hate skinnable apps. SSS says, can't there be some kind of campground trophy you get when you complete your campsite? I think it would be really cool. Well, I mean, theoretically, there's going to be some mutually exclusive campground equipment stuff at some point. So there's no real way to tell when you've completed your campground. If Thrilldoor is reporting a bug with the bugged bugbear. And it's kind of the same bug as always.
Yeah, I think it's Lyania's favorite, too.
Ithrildor says, also, mad props to Sir Nightcrawler of Wormhole, who generously gave out 4 jitterbugs and ticks for free to people in Valhalla. He rocks.
Wow.
Yay, philanthropy!
I've always wanted to get money for nothing and the ticks for free.
Oh. Weird, on Thursday, that same thing came up.
Yeah.
Somebody said something for nothing, and then Xena was like, and chicks for free. It's a synchronicity. The synchronicity of my city, of my satiety.
Yeah, so somebody out there needs to do a police slash whatever that band is mashup. I'm blanking on the name of that band. Why?
System of a Down?
Yeah.
I really, the more of their stuff that I hear, the more I just really, really like that band.
Oh, yeah.
Except for, Jesus, randomly flipped on like VH1 and there was a new song by them, which was like the slow parts of their songs, but with no fast part. And it was him whining about how this is the most loneliest day of my life.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was a little... Like, I think it's one of those things where I'm like, alright, just everything that they come out with after I discover them is going to suck. It's the curse. Jill Bob says, would there be a way to make an account menu option to turn on, to turn log on and log off messages off? I like to keep tabs on contacts in general chat, but I'm not keen on the green spam I end up with. Huh. I always just sort of assumed that if you wanted somebody on your contact list that you would want to know when they logged on and off, but I mean, I guess there's really no... Huh. I'm trying to think how that would work with the current log on and log off code. I don't know. I remember the time that I wrote the stealth log on thing that we use. I couldn't figure out why it was that, like, everybody else didn't seem to be having any problems, but whenever I tried to log on, it just took, like, 10 minutes for the log-on screen to come up. And then I realized it was because it was during a period of time when our server was really underpowered, and the fact that, like, 50,000 people had me on their contact lists,
right.
It was just generating log-on notifications for nearly everybody. It's terrible. Griffin P says, hey, Jick, a while back you guys mentioned that Spooky Raven Manor was one of the 5 big things that needed to roll before NS13. Mind telling us what some of the other big things were? You know, when we put it... When I actually sat down last week and started making the, like, big overarching to-do list for NS13, turns out there's only 2. There's Spooky Raven. Well, okay, there was Spooky Raven, there was the Fortune Cookies, there is... an armor crafting revamp, which I just am not coming up with anything that I'm satisfied with. And so it's one of those things where I know that we'll eventually come up with a way to make it work, make it cool, make it funny, make it a good amount of content, make it interesting. But it just needs to continue to percolate. Yeah. And so, really, I think everything else that we thought was going to go in before NS13 is actually going to go in as part of NS13. So it's NS13 is getting to be a bigger and bigger thing the more time it goes by. And Mr. Skullhead has been doing just some really fantastic work on the content for one of the two new quests, and it's getting me really excited about it. We finally sort of came up with the size of the box that he needed to fill with writing, and he's been busily filling up that box.
And speaking of filling up the
I know.
I'll go there if you don't.
Benji Court says, I was listening to some of the archive shows, and two things. One, Jake's school bus story is the best story I've ever heard. Two, KOL needs a vicarious pigeon familiar. I don't remember the vicarious pigeon. You don't remember the school bus story? When I was telling the story about the time that me and Doc Galactic almost stole a school bus? Yeah, I think that was like last week. It wasn't last week that we almost stole the school bus. It was like 2 years ago. Really, probably it's best for everybody that didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that we probably would not have actually made it home without getting arrested. And I don't know. Like, you know, I think if we were like 17 and did it, they might be like, oh, harmless prank. But like, you know, two 30-year-old guys on a harmless joyride. Joshua says, am I winning in the weird herb brownie consumption record? I've eaten a lot of them. Don't tell me it's all in vain. I don't know. It'll come up at some point.
Yeah, you keep eating them, they're bound to come up. Yep.
Ferdowoon says, I feel cheated. I sent a lot of ideas to Radio Bugbear via K-mail. Do you check questions sent by K-mail? I have not in months.
Yeah, it's just we can look at the PMs without having to log in as Radio Bugbear, but to look at the K-mail, we would have to actually log in as Radio Bugbear.
Roane says, do you have any plans to adjust the MP cost of higher level sorcerer / postamancer spells? 35 and 40 MP for tens of damage? Please consider doubling or tripling the cost to balance it. Are you being sarcastic, Roane? One of the things that's almost certainly going to happen with NS13 is a pretty dramatic reduction in the cost of those combat spells. But it's going to be in the context of enough other things that I don't really want to do it ahead of time. Soul's Proximity says, you know what would be funny? You know what would make a funny item? A can of showers. When opened, the showers fall all over your body. You wonder what all the red stuff is, but you just smile and ignore it. If you know any French, you'll know why that is funny.
Not knowing any French, I now don't know why that is funny.
Yep, me neither. Freak says, any thoughts on making it possible to bleed an entire clan? A lot of the scammer clans are getting large, and it takes forever. Well, no. No.
Yeah.
Geriatric Young Thing says, why did my dog run away? Same as Helen Keller's. You would, too, if your name was...
Helen Keller was a Wookiee?
Yep.
Wow.
That was crazy. And her dog ran away because it didn't let her win at that 3D holo chess.
Right. Why is it that the height of gaming in any fantasy or sci-fi thing is some weird version of chess?
Hmm.
I mean, at least, like, Star Wars has the one on the round table, and then Star Trek has the three-dimensional chess. And Harry Potter has wizard's chess, which is the same as regular chess. Only the characters come to life and kill each other.
So it's like battle chess.
Yeah.
Battle chess was fun. I mean, it was chess, you know?
Right.
I mean, chess is a good game.
And I guess that it's a game that appears to not really require a lot of strategy. But the only thing about chess is that it requires a lot of strategy to be good at it. right. like a minute to learn, and I will never master it. It was entertaining to teach my little sister how to play chess when she was 6, and I was 13, and have her just beat me every time after she learned how the pieces move.
I got to the point where I just, like, I used to, there was a group of guys that I hung out with for a couple of years, like, pretty much every weekend, and we'd play a lot of Risk, and we'd play a lot of chess, and the weird thing is, this was also, like, the period of time in my life when I actually started, like, hanging out with girls all the time. Ooh. And you wouldn't have thought that would happen in the context of, like, Risk and chess parties. Totally did. But, yeah, so we used to play a lot of chess, but we were just always drunk, and so it got to the point where I basically all of my chess practice in the last 10 years has been while I'm drunk, so I just can't play chess sober. But also, the last, like, 10 games of chess I've played have been against Doc Galactic, who used to spend all of his free time playing chess on, like, Yahoo, and is just sort of... He's probably not the best chess player I've ever seen, but... Because I've probably seen somebody playing chess on TV who was better than him or something, but it was somebody that I've just never beaten, ever, and so I just kind of stopped playing chess.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, Disco Banjo always used to beat me at pool, but I just kept playing pool with him, like, once a week until I got good enough at pool that it was actually competition.
Right.
You know? But that was never going to happen with that.
Yeah, it seems like to get good at chess, it's not so much practice as it is reading about strategies.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm just not willing to do.
Dyslexal Sid says, are you a bad enough dude to rescue King Ralph? Yes, yes, indeed. Now we now have a character who is the entire cast of Rent.
Sea Wraith says, any chance of adding a slash enemies command to let you know who you've ignored and is in chat? It'd be nice to know who I'm ignoring sometimes. Nope. That's one of the things that once you've ignored somebody, you just don't get to think about them anymore.
There should be a command that's slash the enemy of my enemy, which is the same as slash friends.
I see. It's also got those slash Romans and slash countrymen synonyms.
Yeah. Which makes me happy.
G. Valco says, now that we have cream pies, can we get a right-click chat option to pie someone? We already have one for bricks. Yeah, there will eventually be right-click menu options for toilet paper and cream pies. But right now, there's some limitation due to the way that the right-click menu was coded that Xeno has to fix before anything else can really be added.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I want, it's to have more ways to annoy me via the right-click menu. Can you make me unbrick, un-TP, and un-cream-pieable, please?
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's probably time for us to just be removed from all of the curse lists.
Yeah.
Although...
And unwangable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't so much mind that, like, I don't mind people, you know, sinking all those items on me, but it's, I don't know. We could just make it so we don't see them.
Yeah.
So they could kind of waste it, but... Dyslexal Sid asks if his name is offensive to dyslexic people. I don't know. Like, I'm going to hang out with fucking dyslexic people.
Yeah.
I think the pretentious artist is dyslexic.
Is he? Yeah.
He says he is. Or maybe he said his dad was.
Maybe he said he had a tan.
Oh, you know what? I was asking him something. I was asking him, like, a Spanish etymology question, and he was like, you do realize that I don't actually know anything about anything, right? Like, yeah, I forgot. Adobado, right? It's like the style of preparation of meat. Mm-hmm. That's like this kind of sauce or whatever. Like, you can get, you know, right. And to me, it seemed like that's a verb form of whatever the word adobe means.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that came from, like, it being, you know, meat cooked in a particular style or something, like, in a particular, like, stone oven, maybe, or, like, a clay.
It's marinated. Just, apparently, adobado just means marinated.
Right.
So, maybe,
But just etymologically.
For adobe are marinated in, clay. The verb adobar means to marinate, to pickle, or to tan.
Oh, wow. So there just is an adobar.
Yeah.
And has nothing to do with adobe.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
I guess I could have looked that up myself.
I'm looking in the American Heritage Spanish Dictionary, which gives English definitions. And if you look up adobe, it gives you adobe. is Adobe in Spanish, is Adobe in English. What happens if I look up chocolate?
What happens if you get shit on by Adobe?
Wait, what?
I don't know. One time I was walking around, and I'm pretty sure that a bat shit on me, because it was nighttime, and I was walking, and something shit on my hand from the sky. And the guy I was with was like, you ought to tell everybody that Adobe shit on you. I'm like, what's Adobe? And he's like, I don't know, it's just something that you could affect an Australian accent and tell everybody that you got shit on by Adobe. And it would, you know, just sound like like more dangerous than a bat or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, so. And Naked Juice says, have you ever played Conker's Bad Fur Day? If so, what did you think? I was going to buy that Conker Reloaded thing, the, like, port slash whatever of it to newer consoles, but then somebody talked me out of it. I don't remember who or why.
I remember playing it at PAX, and it was just not any fun at all.
Hmm.
At all.
I remember
mitigated bulls.
I remember nothing that I played at PAX being fun.
I don't know, the line to wait to play stuff at PAX was kind of fun.
I really wanted to play Fable for 5 minutes, and I wish I had, because then I wouldn't have had to fucking buy it. God, Fable made me angry. I even talked to the guy from Microsoft who was like, oh yeah, you know, Fable's great. We've been working with Peter Molyneux on it. And I'm like, you know, I like that guy, but I really feel like he would make a lot better games if somebody put a leash on him. And the guy from Microsoft was like, oh, we have.
Huh.
Believe me, his relationship with Microsoft is going to be a good thing. And then it's like, all right, Fable sucked ass, and his next game with them got canceled.
Hmm.
And
he might have just been a one-trick pony.
I don't
know.
Or
however many tricks.
No, the thing, I mean, you know, his games are cool. They were just sort of, you know, like, Populous, you know, good game. I actually didn't like it because I found the interface cumbersome, but, like, you know, a lot of people liked it. It was interesting. Dungeon Keeper I really liked, but there were certain things about it that just really, really bothered me. I would really like to see Blizzard make a game like Dungeon Keeper, because it would be all of the fun elements of Dungeon Keeper with none of the obnoxious elements of Dungeon Keeper. Black and White, I guess I could see how somebody would like it, but... I mean, I gave up on Black and White for a reason that I can't believe that it was like this. I bought it when I was, like, staying with my parents, and I installed it on their computer, and I started the game, and I played through the, like, 4-hour tutorial.
Hmm.
And then, you know, went on to the first level. Save game wouldn't work when I took it up, back up to my house, and there was no way to skip the 4-hour tutorial. So I just never played it again. Alan C. says, how far in advance do you generally plan the items of the month? Well, if we're lucky, we have a good, solid idea maybe 3 days before we need it, and it gets a couple days for dev to roll over it.
Occasionally we'll get an idea 2 weeks into the month, but, yeah.
Severus says, we really need more accordions. At least make a spooky one. It could be found in the manor.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if one Tuesday we decided that we were going to put in a peppering of saucepans and a peppering of accordions in different places. Hmm. It might be neat to have, like, you know, kind of rarish drop stuff that maybe gave 7 turns of an accordion thief buff if you had it or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, requiring saucepan for sorcerer buffs. Mojo Tech says, hey, Jake, the official Ascension fact still says it resets familiar kills to 0 in one place in it. At least it did 2 days ago. Shouldn't you fix that at some point? Yeah. Hypergirl says, why does the Quiet Healer's attack message read dot, 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 dot? Because that's classic console RPG for silence.
Right. Although what I've noticed is when I'm fighting that, I frequently think there's no attack text at all because the ellipses are so small.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although people seem to have noticed that they're there, so, yeah. If If you're the kind of person who's going to get that joke, you'll get it.
You could throw them in bold tags in the attack text if you want. That would render, and it would probably be okay.
I also enjoyed the the relative ease of putting in those attack tags.
Yeah. And writing that Valentine.
Yep.
O'Grady says, Nexus War is the devil. No, it's not. Klimtog says, the flea market needs a new section for animal bones. Eh.
We should make animal bones gift items.
Reverend Noodleyson says, Jake and Scully, what about the ghoul items also being misspelt? Because they're ghoul... It's... Dude, the egg from a misspelled chicken is the egg from a misspelled chicken. It's specific.
And the lick eyes and faces.
Yeah, I mean...
I think at this point we need to pull the religion card. It's like, that's clearly the way that we planned it to be, and if you point out inconsistencies, we're going to smite you.
Yeah. Person Man says, of horseshoes, no, the luck is inside the metal, which is obviously open at the tips.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I mean, that makes as much sense as anything else.
Spinnerology sends us a link. Damn it.
How's it going with the making links work?
Oh, why don't you throw that in the Wikigasm? And I shall Wixigasm.
What? Jesus. What the hell is that?
Huh.
It looks like a hand with the fingers chopped off sticking out of somebody's head. Which is probably not what it is, but... Jesus. Don't send us disturbing pictures. Just K-mail those straight to Jake.
Reading some questions.
A naked Jew said, you said that bargain hunting takes some effort. Speak for your own Gentile self.
Yeah, it doesn't count as effort for those people.
There's an easy question. Mel Cater asks, ever think of implementing a monster called the Pickle Weasel?
Nope. I never have. Ponjo says, happy new bike day, Jick. Hey, thanks. Furtawoon says, what is the size of the kingdom on the servers, that is? How big is it with and without the accounts? The overwhelming bulk of the data is, like, player data. But it's, I don't know, there's maybe like 10 gigs of data in the database servers, and then like, I don't know, like a couple megs of code probably, that's all. Huh, my wife says, that woman yelled at me too. Apparently bikes are supposed to stop when she's standing there. Who knew?
That's really weird. I understand that bikes are generally supposed to obey traffic signs as if they were cars, but how much danger could a bike pose to a kid?
I mean, and I was being, like, I'm not the kind of person who's just not going to be careful around little kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was not, like, going fast. You know. Apple Jordan says, hey, Jake, if you were an insane robot warrior, what kind of features would you have? I've always wanted to have one of those saw blades instead of a hand. And maybe a gun that shot jelly.
I think I would have ribs made out of electric guitars.
Zarquan Balnoth says, would you guys ever make it possible to get past Mr. A Store items of the month? Such as maybe people donate $20 to $30 and they get to pick which item they want? No.
I think we should have it. They donate $20 to $30 and we get to pick which item we give them.
Yes. Oh, boy. What's the least popular item of the month of recent memory?
The chameleon wasn't as popular as I wanted it to be. But, yeah.
The Gunrun asks, hey, Scully, where can I go buy this t-shirt with a graphic equalizer on it?
eBay.
What?
The list of the 10 items that are useless and talked about had links to comment on the items and then buy it on Amazon or buy it on eBay. But the Amazon link only worked if the item was actually available in Amazon, which the shirt is not.
Huh.
So, yeah. There are several on eBay selling for about $35.
Blockwabat says, I just noticed on the About page you guarantee that we'll be glad we started a character. What does this entail if somebody reports their dissatisfaction? Coupons? We should. If somebody ever actually reports to us their dissatisfaction, I will send them some coupons.
Should I keep around all of the circulars that I get every week?
We shouldn't need more than... I get enough junk mail. There's probably enough junk mail that just shows up. There's probably enough junk mail in that giant cardboard box that is our mailbox here.
Right.
Huge pile of circulars.
I hate it when they send me circular saw
blades. Circular saw blades, yeah.
Just going to the mail and...
Istanbul says, Jick is incapable of rape because all people everywhere want to have sex with him. I'm just saying. That's true.
Yeah, okay, his parole officer has been trying to convince him otherwise for years, guys.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him.
Tag says, today in drawing class, I drew a picture of what I thought Fuzzle Faggot Ridge would look like. I've never seen Hot Stuff's house, but I drew it with lots of pink and bunnies. Oh, boy. let's see. Draco Shade says, what do you guys think of Terry Pratchett? I can't get into him. Riff and Scully love him. I also think he looks like an asshole.
Right.
Because he has a beard and a hat.
Jick also hates Christmas. And Amish people. Okay, this is the dumbest top 10 list I've ever seen. It's supposed to be the top 10 Halloween costumes for the year, and I thought, that sounds interesting. Top 10 adult man costumes. Pirate, superhero, vampire, Star Wars, funny, horror, Matrix, Elvis, Wizard of Oz, pimp. Funny. Yeah, there's people who dress in funny costumes. They're on number 5. And horror and gothic. Fantasy and fairy is on the women list.
A naked Jew is telling me to quickly retrieve the goddamn from the Jesus Christ. I didn't realize we were playing Jick Ball, a naked Jew. Draco Shade, just shave your head, says, just shave your head, Captain Picard style.
Nobody would ever be able to tell me and Jick apart if he shaved his head.
I don't know if that's true. Well, although our glasses kind of look similar now.
Yeah, we could sleep with each other's wives, which would be kind of cool, I guess, but for you. But I'm going to stop talking.
Damn. What is the matter with you, you prick? Math says, doesn't Maddox play KOL? He's famous. I don't think he actually has ever played.
Apparently the Penny Arcade guys got sick of us. Just because everyone who went by our booth went straight to the Penny Arcade booth and said, hey, you guys should play Kingdom of Loathing. Which I was kind of hoping they'd do a comic like, they keep wanting us to play some faggoty game called Kingdom of Loathing.
Tycho claimed to have played. Sometimes people will talk to me and tell me that they've played the game, and I just don't believe them. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those times. And I don't know why that is. I guess I feel like sometimes there's just this sort of, people maybe feel like it's awkward to say, like, no, I wasn't interested in it or whatever.
Right.
It bugs me that anybody would ever get that impression from me if they did, but I don't know.
You would think they would just say, oh, I haven't heard of that, and I'll check it out, even if they didn't intend to.
Yeah, but even if they, I've heard of it, but it really didn't look like my kind of thing, and then, it's not for everybody. That's kind of, that's probably the phrase that I used the least of any other phrase before I started working on this game, and the most after.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. The Doominator says, all right, so this answers this question, Riff. Jick, that bottle cap never got here. Did it A, not get sent at all, B, get lost, or C, those lazy-ass post guys haven't sent it yet? Also, too bad I'll not be coming to Comic-Con. First of all, the first time The self-addressed stamped envelope, I think, failed because there wasn't enough postage on it, right? So it got sent back to us the first time we tried. And then it got sent back again for some reason, and we tried a second time. And today, it came back to us for the third time, and there was a big hole in it and no bottle cap. So, are you sure you know your own address? Yeah, like, seriously, we give up. Like, I mean, the bottle cap is just gone now, so it's never going to get to you. But seriously, we tried twice, and it came back to us. Hagula says, any of you ever played Dragon Quest Rocket Slime? Yeah, I actually, Riff got it, like, last week, and I saw him playing it, and I was like, huh, I should get that. And I played it and just got totally into it and played it all the way through until I beat it, like, yesterday. Hooray! It's a really good game, and I would recommend that anyone play it. I hope that, it seems like they're maybe trying to do, like, a series of games like that. And, I would be all up on that. It also makes me happy that it was a DS game that didn't feel the need to just require the stylus, even though it was a bad idea to require the stylus. Mm. That made me pretty happy. Hagula says, with the little blue slimes from Dragon Quest fighting off the Platypus Mafia using gigantic fucking tanks, what's not to love? Boy, nothing.
What indeed?
Mistress121 says, Jick, what are your thoughts of the dead coming out on Halloween?
I think that, if that's their sexual preference, then they should tell the world.
What?
I have no problem with dead people announcing that they're gay on Halloween.
Coming out. Oh, right.
So would that, like, a gay zombie would just only eat other dudes' brains? Or, I don't know.
Brains and cartons.
Curtains of what? I know you said curtains, but I think you were going for a zombie pirate. Led Zeppelin said, have you ever licked a 9-volt battery because it's fun?
I haven't licked one because it's fun. I've licked one to see how much it hurt, and not as much hurt as
tingles.
Just very uncomfortable. The Gunrun says, what is your favorite Will Ferrell movie? I like Anchorman a lot, actually.
I still haven't seen Anchorman, but damn, Talladega Nights was funny.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I say damn because I really didn't want it to be, but I thought it was hilarious.
Wow, because I've heard nothing but just this was an absolute waste of time from anybody.
That cracked me up. Me and Jazz and Zlania went and saw it together and pretty much laughed for a solid hour and a half.
Huh. You know what I saw and was really disappointed by was Employee of the Month.
Huh.
Like, every funny moment was in the preview.
See, I keep getting fed the propaganda that Dane Cook is really, really funny. So, his HBO special was on, and I said, all right, I'm going to give him 10 minutes to say something funny. And in that 10 minutes, you know, he was saying things that were presumably punchlines, and they just weren't funny. So, like, okay,
the HBO special,
Dane Cook,
if that was the first thing that I had ever seen, like, The Pretentious Artist made me listen on a trip, one time when we went to Mexico. On the way down there, we just listened to, like, an hour and a half of his CDs, mm-hmm. and it was really, really, really funny.
Huh.
Like, I can see why people would get into Dane Cook on the strength of that one CD. I can see why that would suddenly be this just, like, monumentally popular comedy CD when that hardly ever happens, right? But I was that CD came out during a time when I was looking every chance I got for David Cross CDs and going everywhere, and it's like, oh, let's see, looking in the C's. All right, they have 50 comedy CDs in this joint, and 45 of them are this Dane Cook CD. And I'm just like, God damn it, I didn't want to like him just for that. But those CDs are funny. I don't know. He was funny in the movie, but there just wasn't, you know, he was funny. I normally don't like Andy Dick, but Andy Dick was really good in this movie. Harlan Williams is kind of hit and miss with me, but he was pretty good in this movie. He's old. I didn't realize how old that guy is. I think he's, like, pushing 50.
No kidding.
Harlan Williams, yeah. Like, he played a college student in Sorority Boys. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's not that old, but I remember being really surprised at how old he was, because I figured he was, like, our age.
Well, we're nearly 50.
I guess that's true on a geological time scale.
So people are saying the HBO special wasn't the thing to watch to get into him. I could see that... mean, of that 10 minutes, he spent the first 8 kind of congratulating the audience for liking him and basking in the fact that he was really popular. So maybe he was funnier before he got a whole bunch of ego.
Anika Ju says, Jake, please upload tonight's show promptly. Thanks. Oh, I will, asshole. But that reminds me, I need to duck under your computer for like 5 seconds right after the show.
I need to figure out, I think it's recording all of my Tuesday shows too, and pretty soon I'm going to run out of hard drive.
I can just go in and delete all of the recordings after I move them to the network drive if you want.
I always forget where they're being stored until I accidentally hit that directory and like, whoa, there's a whole bunch of crap in here.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, our university made national news when it was shut down for the weekend due to hundreds of people contracting a strange stomach virus. They think everyone's okay now.
That happened to NAU at the beginning of my last year of grad school.
Really?
Where they had, like, a couple of kids who were up there for wrestling camp, which, you know, normal camp is not homoerotic enough, but contracted some bizarre communicable stomach virus, and so they confined them to their dorm and kind of quarantined the dorm, and then they left their dorm and went to the library and went to the snack shop. And, you know, actually it was at the end of the semester, so it was like nobody can go into the library for a week while we fumigate the place.
Wow. Adrian Slipshod says, did you know that Helen Keller had one of the world's biggest collections of porcelain dolls? Neither did she. And I guess it's because douche is French for shower.
So that was a menstruation joke? That's great. Thanks.
Clem Tug says, for the love of God, how do eye drops cure a wang? Furter Wound says, do you read all the questions on radio that are sent to you? There are a couple of stuff I want to know what you think of. I read most of them.
Yeah.
Wowbagger says, can you make Dusty Bones have a separate category on the auto sell page? Yeah. Yeah. Askren says, is there going to be any really, really cool stuff happening along the lines of the Grey Plague or any other one-time events that slightly older players have missed all of? I mean, we'll try and do it. Yeah, you know, well, want there to be.
There are a couple of holidays coming up.
Hogula says, why does rollover once again take half an hour? It is because of the optimization changes that were made that made the game faster. Also made rollover significantly slower. And sorry, that sucks. But you know what? We got the. Yeah. It would have made rollover take 45 minutes, if that makes you feel any better, if we hadn't shortened it.
Bobo the Pink Elephant says, have you guys ever thought about doing any more with the KOWE stuff, like elaborate matches that mirror WWE type stuff? I had always thought of doing more with that, especially with just the relationships between the characters and, you know, doing ridiculous soap opera kind of stuff. But I just kind of didn't. And I'm hesitant to do that much of it because the more I write the KWE stuff, the more I need to know about professional wrestling, and not knowing about professional wrestling is much more than half the battle. Gleebs asks if eventually the right click menu will be so big it will be too big for the screen. And the question is can Xenophobe code a right-click menu that's so big he can't right-click on it?
Wow.
Can Jake please never try to do an Australian accent again? Requests Yodo.
Sure.
What the
I'll try. But I can't make any promises.
Oh, for some reason I read that as Austrian. I was like, that is the worst Austrian accent I've ever heard. But yeah, this is my Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. My Australian tends to turn into Boston pretty quickly. They're like, good day, mate, hooked on a feeling. Thanks for having my back on that one, Riff.
Comrade Jesus says, at Scully, I was there for the stomach plague that NAU had, albeit it was during July that we got it. It was called the norovirus, and it made the Cardinals find another training camp. And it was at debate camp.
This one time at debate camp, I vomited blood.
What?
C-Spark says, you're technically supposed to walk your bike through a crosswalk unless you're riding it in the street. Yeah, you're also technically supposed to floss every day, but nobody does it.
Yeah, I mean, in general, like, honestly, I think if I was crossing, like, a major street, I probably would walk my bicycle through the crosswalk, because I don't, you know, yeah, you're supposed to treat bicycles like cars, but nobody does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't when I'm driving a car, you know. Like, if somebody was on a bicycle and they were in the center of the fucking lane at an intersection and I was behind them in a car, I would be really angry at them because they probably wouldn't trip the sensor to turn the fucking light green.
Yeah.
Which that right there is where that ride a bicycle like you would drive a car thing completely falls apart.
Well, it means that you should be stopping at red lights and, most importantly, stoplights. They've almost hit bicycles assuming that they know that rule, and you can't just cruise through a four-way intersection on a bicycle just because you're on a bicycle. I mean, that was more of a problem in Flagstaff because they haven't gotten the technology of the street light in Flagstaff. So, all the intersections are stop signs.
Huh. Wait. Streetlight. Streetlights, people? Heaven's just a funky moose. No, wait, streetlights are the things that light up the street, like the big, tall, just stop lamps. Lights. And stoplights are the things that... Okay.
We've never heard of streetlights either.
I think you said stop lights when you meant stop signs, and so I was like, wait, you're supposed to stop at red lights, but more importantly, at stoplights.
No, I said stop signs.
Okay. I think you said stop lights. If only there was some record of what we just said that we could check. Anyway.
I don't ever listen when I'm talking. That bore me.
Yeah.
Ogle Boppeter asks, would you put your brain in a robot body? Yeah, if my flesh and blood body was kind of done, then sure. Absolutely. What else?
Big Bad Brad says, the trip at stoplights is a metal detector. They, the bike riders, need to stomp on the ground with a metal-soled shoe. So, Nat, right now I got to wait for whoever's on their bike to go to some, I don't even know what kind of store, to buy a metal-soled shoe, and then come back and stomp on it. At which point, I will have just run over their bike and tripped the sensor
right. And
be long through the light.
I always thought those were weight sensors.
No, they're some kind of weird... I saw one being repaired in an electronic shop once, and it's like just this weird metal ring that he was like, hey, check this out, and it was connected to this little, one of those things you click and it makes a number go up on a little dial, you know, like a little counter machine. Right. It was connected to one of those, and every time you'd, like, pass your hand over it, the thing would go up. Hmm. The number would go up. And I was like, they can't be that sensitive. And he was like, well, no, this gets buried under, like, a foot of concrete.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
It seems like there are places where it won't go if there's one car in the lane, but it will go if there's one truck in the lane or two cars in the lane.
There was one in Prescott that would pretty consistently not trigger if there was a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So if there was a motorcycle there, you would just have to get frustrated and, like, either just turn left on red, which is a favorite move of mine anyway. You know, it's gotten to the point where I drive after having a few drinks so much that when I'm driving sober, I just feel like the rules totally don't apply to me because usually the penalty for me getting pulled over is going to be so harsh
right. That,
you know, when I know that it's just like, you know, the only trouble I can get into is for actually violating this traffic rule. Traffic rules just don't apply. It's great.
And remember, kids, Jick says, don't drink and drive. Only I should be able to do that.
Yeah. C-Spark says, I floss every day.
Then no, you don't. Because nobody flosses every fucking day.
I gotta say, though, that for the first time in my adult life, I went, like, a couple years without going to the dentist. Mm-hmm. And I, like, my gums started bleeding from these, like, rocks made out of plaque, these black things that formed. up under my gums, and every time I brush my teeth, my gums would bleed, and I'm like, oh, God, ah, fuck, I'm getting gingivitis, or whatever. And I went to the dentist, and they were like, yep, you need to floss and brush your teeth more often.
Yeah.
So I actually started flossing. Not every day, but, you know, well, every day for the first, like, month.
Yeah.
After I went to the dentist, but.
Yeah, I always floss for, like, the week after I go to the dentist, but it just seems like when I get up in the morning, I have stuff to do besides floss. You know, I want to brush my teeth and leave.
I don't even brush my teeth in the morning.
Ah, how do you not?
I use Listerine, and it kind of... I don't like... Because if I eat something, I don't want it to taste like toothpaste, you know?
Right.
Like, I brush my teeth before I go to bed. Well, because the taste of Listerine goes away quicker than the taste of toothpaste. Hmm. Toothpaste, the weird mintiness of toothpaste, like, makes, like, orange juice taste really gross.
Right.
Even though I kind of don't remember the last time I drank orange juice. You know, that's not true. I actually bought a gallon of orange juice, like, 2 days ago. But, no, I never brush my teeth, because I would always, like, drink a Coke on my way to work. And so I got out of the habit of brushing my teeth, because brushing my teeth would make the Coke taste really gross.
Yeah.
So, instead of brushing my teeth, I would drink a Coke and smoke a couple cigarettes. That was like, my morning hygiene routine.
Absolutely.
It works.
Yeah.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, iSpeculum is on deck, and iTeculum is on spec. So I'll see you tomorrow, and Jake will see you Thursday. Say goodnight, Jake.
Oh, good night, Jake.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming. We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. Yeah.
to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door.